Suspicious deaths, rape, and torture in Massachusetts.
Strange looking, very quiet, kept to himself, looked like an angry man.
The North Korea talks.
I'm confident we're moving in the right direction.
Trade tariff retaliation.
These tariffs are totally unacceptable.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning, I'm Peter King. Police are looking into a case of kidnapping, torture, and possibly murder after several bodies were found at a home in Springfield, Massachusetts. The case started coming together when officers caught suspect Stuart Weldon after a traffic stop at a car chase. Correspondent Anna Werner is there.
It's, as you can imagine, a very complicated investigation.
District Attorney Anthony Golani revealed last night that a third body had been discovered.
More information came in that led investigators to the home.
Neighbors say police first arrived late Wednesday.
So it started out with two cop cars. And then next thing you know, the whole street was filled with detectives.
The search continued all day Thursday. Weldon was arrested Sunday after a car chase ended in a crash and scuffle with officers. A woman in the car told officers that Weldon had been holding her captive for a month, adding that he sexually assaulted her and beat her with a hammer. She was taken to the hospital with injuries police described as grotesque and violent. Before being transported to the hospital, the woman told police, "Thank you guys for saving my life. I didn't think I was ever going to get away."
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says his talks with the top North Korean official have gone well. And now the White House is awaiting a special delivery. Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The North Korean vice chair is expected to come here to the White House hand-carrying a letter from Kim Jong-un. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said of his meetings this week with Kim Jong-chol,
"I'm confident we're moving in the right direction."
Still, Pompeo couldn't say with certainty that the Singapore summit is still on.
The conditions are putting President Trump and Chairman Kim Jong-un in a place where we think there could be real progress made.
Progress toward permanent denuclearization. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
Retaliation has been quick after the Trump administration's announcement of new tariffs on goods imported from Europe, Mexico, and Canada. CBS's Allison Keyes in Washington.
Canada, the largest supplier of steel to the U.S., is imposing tariffs on whiskey, steel, orange juice, and other products to the tune of nearly $13 billion. Mexico is taxing American farm products, and the European Union is retaliating with 25% tariffs on U.S. products, including cigarettes, cranberry juice, and red state products such as Harley-Davidson motorcycles and Kentucky bourbon.
She's not fired, she's not suspended, and some people, including President Trump, are crying foul and double standard after comedian Samantha Bee's vulgar comments about first daughter Ivanka Trump on her TBS show. Bee has apologized, but says CBS's Vladimir Dudier.
Bee reportedly suggested the criticism was overblown, saying in part, "We spent the day wrestling with the repercussions of one bad word, when we all should have spent the day incensed that as a nation, we are wrenching children from their parents."
The accusations of double standards follow ABC's cancellation of Roseanne Barr's show after her racist tweet on Wednesday. Conservative commentator Dinesh D'Souza says President Trump called him personally to tell him he'd been pardoned because he was, quote, screwed. Now Mr. Trump says he's considering clemency for two people connected to the Celebrity Apprentice show. Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich and...
Hello.
Hi, Donald. It's Martha.
Martha Stewart.
I'm just great. How are you?
Western North Carolina is bracing for yet more flooding from the remnants of Tropical Depression Alberto. CBS's Jim Crisula is in Old Fort, east of Asheville.
Huge areas of the North Carolina mountains are caked in mud after deadly flash flooding.
I've lived here about 20 years, and this is the worst I've ever seen it. It's bad. There's not much left other than muddy roads and pavement just ripped up like it was nothing.
Tammy Kennedy and her neighbors are trying to salvage what they can ahead of more rain. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Old Fort, North Carolina.
Lava from the Kilauea volcano is hotter and moving faster, and that means new evacuations for coastal neighborhoods on Hawaii's Big Island. Here's CBS's Carter Evans.
The lava continues to threaten homes, and at least 77 have already been destroyed. A molten river is now less than 2 miles from an area known as Four Corners, a major highway intersection. If those roads are blocked, hundreds of homes would be cut off.
The Atlantic hurricane season has officially started. Government forecasters predict a near normal or slightly above normal season with up to 16 named storms. New National Hurricane Center director and longtime hurricane forecaster Ken Graham says the numbers don't mean much if a storm hits your area.
Whether it's a busy season or not a busy season, you know, the cliche, the bumper sticker here is it only takes one. It's true.
Some places are still recovering from last year's big storms, especially Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria. CBS's David Begno is there.
No power for 8 months.
No.
And hurricane season has now begun.
Yes.
Are you ready for another season?
No!
In Yabucoa, where Hurricane Maria made landfall, 38% of people still don't have power here. Across the island, 11,000 people are still waiting. Mike Byrne has led FEMA's response after Maria.
Last year, we had about 80 generators. We're going to have 630 generators here on the island. We will do whatever it takes to take care of whatever comes our way.
In the meantime, they wait.
We need your help. And please never forget us.
Game one of the NBA Finals was a head-scratcher with the clock running out. Cleveland's J.R. Smith failed to take a go-ahead shot after a missed free throw, apparently thinking the Cavs were ahead when they were actually tied.
And we'll go to overtime.
ABC's Mike Breen, Golden State went on a 9-0 run in overtime, and the Warriors beat the Cavaliers 124-114, winning coach Steve Kerr.
Got the win. We're thrilled with that, and we'll see what happens next.
So could you spell this word?
Koinonia. K-O-I-N-O-N-I-A. Koinonia.
That is correct.
And that's how 14-year-old Karthik Nemani won the Scripps National Spelling Bee on ESPN. He beat a veteran of 4 spelling bees. Later said he had confidence, but realistically didn't think it could happen. Sometimes being wrong is a good thing. You may see a lot of people wearing orange today.
Bright orange is the color hunters wear to protect themselves in the woods. And activists are wearing it today to remind people of the threat of gun violence. Shannon Watts is founder of Moms Demand Action.
As a mother, it makes me feel so incredibly scared and sad about sending my own children to school. Not to mention the gun violence that happens in communities in this country every day. 96 people are shot and killed.
Watts says Washington needs to follow what's happening in some states and come up with real solutions that will reduce the number of gun deaths. Pam Coulter, CBS News.
She couldn't cook, but she put New Orleans on the culinary map with her restaurant Commander's Palace. Ella Brennan has died at age 92. She once said that her life was fun, and if anyone calls that work, they're crazy. That's the World News Roundup for Friday, June 1st, 2018. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. And I'm Peter King, CBS News.